Hi guys, welcome to Control Z. This is our very first episode with a special guest, Akshata Shetty. He's with us, yeah. with my co-host, Leah Rodericks.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I'm doing great and I'm really excited to be on this podcast and see you like doing all of these things. I remember we were talking about it, I think during lockdown.
Five months back,
we spoke about this, and today, guys, we are doing it finally.
It's finally happening.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted excited. You to be the first one because...
Because I'm important, guys. Because
I thought it is always safer to bring a friend when you're starting something
but
new.
I'm really glad.
And also, if you see, you'll be very important for this podcast because you are the first one to be here, and this goes like huge.
It will go, but you'll always be a part.
She'll always be a part of it because she's the first one. So, what do you do? Like, basically, can you please tell us
about me? So, I'm a student. So, I'm pursuing my graduation in economics and psychology. So, that is one thing. So, that's a part of what I do. Apart from that, I do blogging as well. So, kind of managing both at one point of time.
Like, when did you start? Like, how did you know that, okay, I have to do blogging, or you're still exploring, or you know that you want
actually,
to want to do blogging?
It was never my plan to start blogging as such. So I met a friend who used to always tell me that, you know, you should do something like this, like you should enter the entertainment business, whether it's Instagram or like movies or something. And I think I was really fascinated by movies when I was a child. I love watching TV and like films and everything.
What kind of movies? Like,
dude, according to me, what I should have been by now was I should be in some ad or something. That was my perception of me in like when I was
when you were a kid.
Kid, yeah. Kid, okay. And by this, by 18, though, I will be somewhere on the TV. Achha. But I was not... I think I was not confident enough.
But you knew that you were going to do something related
to something
media
I will do.
Media.
I was sure about that. That at least once in my life, I'm going to try it out. Not like completely pursue it.
Okay.
But it was in my mind. Like, I'm going to do something. But I met a friend who actually pushed me and like made me enter the whole blogging business and Instagram thing. So I'm really grateful to that friend. I won't name
him. So when did you start this?
I started this, I think, exactly 1.5 year back. Yeah. 1.5 year back.
2019?
Yeah. 2019, yeah. 2018 end kind of, it was on our plan. So 2019, I think, completely I started off.
And are you going to explore more? Or
yeah,
you
obviously.
Are...
That is why I'm on this podcast. Exploring myself.
But why blogging as in? Blogging, how do you plan to take this with your, like, in your future?
Fun fact is that when I joined the whole Instagram influencing thing, I did not know much about blogging. So my friend, he told me that you can make your own website. And I was like, Mira website and everything. I was too fascinated. I was like, who am I and everything. But when I started writing, so blogs are basically you write content regarding various topics, whether it's for brands or in general, lifestyle, anything it could be. So when I started writing, I realized that I was really good at writing. I mean, like writing content, basically. So I loved it. Like, I was like, okay, this is something that really works for me. I did not know back then that I could really write something. It was only when, like, I made my whole website and everything, I tried it. So it went well for me that way. But I think blogging has, like, endless opportunities. And I am a creative person. So blogging, Instagram, everything, it's all on your creativity. It's everything is on your creativity. Yeah. And I think I am that kind of a person who can survive in such a...
So what is your exact genre in blogging?
So I am basically a blogger who writes blogs and stuff. So my website is kind of developing right now.
But what are the blogs about?
So mine is, I have various categories. So it's lifestyle, it's food, it's travel. It's basically about my life, surrounding
something.
What I do
like
where I go to or which brand I personally like to choose, what skincare I do, which place I travel to. It's revolving around my life.
Okay.
So if any viewers watching right now, or else if I want to start blogging now, like after you go, like on the next day, if I want to start blogging, how do I start? What is the starting point if I want to blog?
How do you start with a business? Think of it as a business, right? First is you make your own mindset.
Okay.
So for this thing, you need creativity. I'm sure all of us know that you need to be creative. And it has no boundaries. Creativity has no boundaries. But if you think of it as a business, there's always a risk. In every business, there's a risk. But you know, most of them think that if you do something on social media, you're supposed to... It'll be an easy pathway, but it's not that way. It's not that way. People do not think about it that whether it will work out for me or no. Sab ye sochte ki haan ho jayega.
Just like a business,
you need to be consistent in this also. So main two things are being creative and consistent. And if you are creative, you will always be consistent because you will have random thoughts, random creative thoughts, and you will ask people, you will take reviews. These are the two basic things that you need to know. Later part is all financial and everything that is also important, but making your own mindset that I want to do something like this. If you're asking me about blogging, you should know how to write your content. If you ask me about Instagram, you should be creative. So these are two different fields. So you should be you must be aware about which space you are entering and what is required. First fulfill the requirement and then start.
I think you're still experimenting on your Instagram. Like I recently went through your profile.
Yeah.
It is different before, like the post previously, and now it is different.
Yeah. I think that is because you grow, right? I mean, it's been 1.5 years. It can't be the same
Exactly.
It can't be the same now, right? Yeah. So it's been a journey. It's been a very big journey. And I'm still on that journey.
Did you first get paid promotions? Or you started with
No.
You don't start with the first day.
An important question. Do you need money? Do you need funding to start?
Obviously. Blogging? Funding in the sense that you don't need to put money. So if you want to enter...
You must care. It echoes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's cool. Do you need money to, basically start? You were talking about funding.
Yeah. So I'm saying that funding, not in the sense of absolute money, but you need to have decent clothes and you're presenting yourself basically, right? So you need to look decent. You need to have a good backdrop or something. These are small investments.
According to you, what is decent?
What I'm wearing, what you are wearing, normal t-shirt. A normal, you can't wear ghar ka clothes, yeah? That is pretty obvious. So that is a kind of investment. You should convince people by how you look, the way you talk. That's the most important.
Just to be presentable.
Yeah,
right?
Be presentable. People should, be convinced by whatever, who you are and what you are, what you say, you should be able to sell yourself.
Yeah.
So if I wear home clothes and if I'm standing, look at this product, nobody's going to buy it, dude.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to buy it. It should look that the product has actually worked on you. So these are the kind of investment. And it's not like you need to buy expensive shit to
Exactly, buying a DSLR
you
on the first day is not.
You can buy normal, a plain T-shirt and style it in so many ways. Nobody would even recognize it. So that's the kind of investment.
How do you document yourself then? If I tell you that I have basic clothes, I have basic requirements, and I have a product that I'm gonna use as promotion or anything which I'm gonna blog about. What is how do you? Forgot my question. What
was
I asking?
How do we know?
So it is something like...
We should
how
enter
do
his mind now and ask
No,
him.
I seriously forgot my question.
Is it something...
I'm sorry to you. Really
he was mesmerized by me.
Is it something how do you come up with a creative idea to take that product?
So I was I got my question back. So I have these things. How do I document myself? You document yourself, right? When you promote a brand. Or anything which you do. How do you document yourself?
Do you first resonate with the brand is the question. Today, if I'm taking this as a brand, do I resonate with it? Do I drink water? Do I drink alcohol? What is my choice?
So do you take, if I tell you there's a health drink which you don't really consume, but that brand is giving you almost 1 lakh promote, would you promote?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I mean...
I was expecting a no.
Why no? Because it is I can also try that product out. I can see if it works for me or it does not work for me. Just because I don't have a drink does not mean I don't like drinking a healthy drink. That's not the thing, right? I have to first try it out to figure things out. I just can't say no kyunki yaar bahut healthy hai. Aisa nahi, that is not how it works. And moreover, for blogging, like if you're into blogging and like content writing and everything, you don't need to present yourself as such. You need good content skills, like writing skills. But when it comes to Instagram, presentation is actually important. It matters. Like, I won't deny that fact. But when it comes to investment, I don't think there's much investment. Mainly, it is about your personality and how you... Because you get barters. Initially, there are brands, yeah, who will give you products. And beginners, like people who have just entered Instagram, those are the ones who get barters. So they don't expect much also from you. It is because it will be portrayed on your feed that you have worked with this brand. So there are not much expectations in the beginning to start off with. So I don't think there should be any kind of fear as to money and everything.
And initially, I think from past 2 years, it is like these brands have started approaching small bloggers, small
micro influencers.
Yeah.
So I'm also a micro influencer.
Yeah.
Be happy about it. yeah.
Yeah, I think micro influencers cause more impact on the brand compared to someone who is really, really big, someone like PC or something. A brand can target a large audience than what a PC can do or some other very big celebrity can do through micro influencers. That is what I think.
No, but it's the similar thing. If you see, it depends on the brand. So
yeah,
if you go to a person who's already made up, like a big blogger or a celebrity, they already have a personality which is made up, and they can convince people very easily. But if you want real people who have used your product, then they come to micro influencers and, you know, different kind of influencers to give that reality check. She's my friend and she has used it that way. If celebrity is using it, then we blindly trust.
Yeah, so I'd prefer my friend who's promoting a product than someone.
Because you get a review.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You can get a review from that.
Like, I have been trusting him since childhood or something like that.
Yeah.
So how do you manage to work and study simultaneously?
I think I'm still struggling with that. So it's my last year. I'm in TY. So this is like the most important year for me. So this time, I think 1 year, I was completely into Instagram, blogging and everything. I gave that much time to Instagram. But I think you need to prioritize a lot. When you're doing two things, when you're switching with two like fields or something of that sort, at one point you need to know where you need to balance. For me, it's studies and Instagram blogging thing. So this year, I have like slowed down my collaborations and everything because I can't mess up with my marks and everything. Example I can give, smallest example is I was shooting 2 days back at my place. So 2 to 3 days back. And I had my shoot was at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And I had to submit my assignment at 4 o'clock. Same day. So I knew that if I start shooting at 12 o'clock, it won't be done by 4. It would go on till 8, 9. It's never ending. You can never predict a shoot or something. So I actually woke up at 5 o'clock, finished my assignment like a good child and submitted it at 11 o'clock. So you need to manage. You can't be like, mujhe pura neend bhi chahiye, mujhe aaram se uthna bhi hai, aur ye bhi karna hai, wo bhi karna hai. You have to kind of make sacrifices, whether it's family, whether it's your friends, you know, the entertainment time that you have. You need to kind of sacrifice if you want to take it along.
Okay, but your stream, is it somewhat like similar to what you are doing or somewhat similar to what you want to be in future, or you want to continue with Instagram and the blogging journey?
Both. So I'm not sure till now which one do I want to like. My priority is studies for sure. I'm planning a lot of things when it comes to my studies as well. So I'm going to do my master's next year.
Okay, so this is Instagram is something
this
like
is something that
thing.
I really like and I'm trying to make it big.
Okay.
I know I'm going to come at a point where I have to decide for myself whether it's going to be just Instagram blogging or whatever I have studied.
So you're exploring.
Yeah, I want to get myself to a point where I can decide which one is going to give me better income. So for Instagram also, I'm not at a place right now where I can take care of everything in my house. I'm not at that position.
Yeah, like
it's just been 1.5 years. So I want to get to a position where I can, you know, trust myself with the fact that, okay, if I go ahead with this from now and I can like take care of my things, then I'll definitely go for Instagram. Yeah. But if I think that there's not enough potential and I can do it side by side and everything, so that will be the option.
So you were blogging while you were studying also.
Yeah. So I think it's almost been 2 years now. So.
हाँ तो college भी जाती थी.
हाँ पर I have fucked up my college life a little bit.
How did you manage at that time? You had college till what time?
One, two. This is a fun story. So me and Siddhant, we our colleges are close by. He's in Wilson and I'm in Safaya. So sometimes I used to get the privilege of traveling with Siddhant. But otherwise, मुझे train में धक्का मार मार के जाना पड़ता था.
मैं भी खुद.
No, but he used to go in car ना. Sometimes he used to Uber and
everything. नहीं कभी करता था Uber तू बता. Everybody has
only
this.
जब उसके साथ कोई और रहता था.
Also I'll tell you there's this story where everyone thinks कि I travel by car only. I only get the car when there is a fest. Or when there's something important. Yeah, ask him.
Yeah, exactly.
You have taken me, so there was no fetch that time.
Theek hai, but weekend hai, kabhi, when parents are not here, I ask them, can I take the car? That is it. I have traveled. I've started traveling for the first time since 2018. That is when it was my first time to travel by train. My friend taught me how to travel by train. I didn't know how to travel. My parents.
Dadar ka wahi dhakka. Everything is common for him.
Haan, abhi sab normal hai. But I do not have the luxury to take the car anytime I want to. So,
अभी तक खुद का कार नहीं आया वो आ जाएगा
सिचुएशन आते हैं सो फन थिंग असाइड सो हाउ डिड यू फील व्हेन यू अर्न योर फर्स्ट चेक और कैश
नो आई वाज टेलिंग यू दैट स्टोरी ओनली
कंटिन्यू
सो आई यूज्ड टू ट्रैवल बाय ट्रेन एंड आई रिमेंबर आफ्टर लाइक माय कॉलेज यूज्ड टू गेट ओवर I used to complete my Instagram, whatever collaboration I used to get. After that time, I used to finish and I used to come back home at 10, 11, 12
night,
sometimes.
Right?
And then wake up again, 5 o'clock.
Okay, and the same schedule.
Yeah, but you know, after a point, you get used to it.
You get disciplined.
Yeah. This whole, everybody thinks that it's easy. It's like, you know, anybody and everybody can do it. It's not like that. Especially if you are working or like... You are studying, you have something apart from Instagram and blogging and everything, it gets difficult. If you are only into Instagram field, you have all the time you have 24 hours to give it to Instagram and, you know, think about content and everything. But if you're juggling between two things, it's very difficult to time management.
I'm getting to
it. It took me so much time to learn time management. So yeah, it's all about priorities.
Is there any struggle or kind of situation which you remember as to ye hua tha?
Yeah,
and
I think
this was very deep to me.
It was a struggle, but it was a bigger learning. So when you start something initially, you're very excited, na? And if you get work, like samne se tumhe koi kaam deta, you're very excited. You're just like, oh, kaam mil raha hai. So that happened with me also, and I said yes to everybody, like whatever work I got. So initially when you start, you get barters mainly. And I was getting barters from good brands. So I was like, how is this possible? You didn't see my profile. How is this happening? So I took in everything. I took all the work. I will do. Everything I took. And I forgot the fact that I was studying. I had a college. And I had to wake up this time and leave at this time.
It is happening with me right now.
And I took everything. And when you take collaborations, you have a certain time limit to, you know, deliver your picture or your video or anything. You need to be, you know, that responsible that you submit on time and everything. And I got delayed, like, I got super delayed because I could not manage 10 things, 10 collaborations in 1 week. I could not do that. Literally, that was the thing. I had to shoot for 10 brands in 1 week. And I just could not. And I felt so disappointed with myself. Ki yaar, you know, I got so much work. And creativity lost to jata hai. When you try to do something at a faster pace. Ki khatam karna hai, khatam karna hai. You're not creative. You're just doing it for the sake of doing it. That was a struggle. College and this. But it was a lesson. Ki jitna kaam kar sakte ho, utna hi lo.
Ek din
and you will give out good also. When you know your capacity, you know this is the amount of time I can put into this, you will give out good results. This is what I learned. Sab leke kuch bhi faltu dena doesn't make sense.
Creativity bahut zyada time leta hai. Like, I tell you to think something in like 5 minutes, वो नहीं हो पाएगा. But if I give you a day, you will think something better. You'll
come up
with
something. Everybody's pace is different. Even I think even when it comes to creativity is like a vast topic. It is not just about content creation. People are creative even while talking.
Yeah.
Language is also creative. Linguistic, how is your, you know, there are so many people, you watch videos, they don't do much. We are fascinated by how they talk and how they convince people. That is also creativity. Yeah.
There's a way of telling a story.
Yeah.
People actually take up a course of
storytelling.
So that is also creativity. Creativity is very different. It's not just writing, reading, learning.
It
can vary. It can be in clothes. It can be in any art form that you think.
So after a year and a half, you're sitting here.
The great Siddhant.
Listen to the question. So after doing a lot of work and of you're sitting here, can you manage to fulfill your stomach with your own money now? Like if there's a situation, during the pandemic, like the current ongoing pandemic.
That I could, I cannot take up a rent of, I cannot pay the whole rent and like live alone. I'm not in a position.
No, I'm talking about at least having food over your table, because that is how is where, see, there are two phases of growth. One is growth mode and one is survival mode. We are in the growth mode because of blessing and gratefulness, obviously, like, okay. But some people are still in the survival mode where basic need is food, water, air.
Air to free hai.
I have to
shelter
bhi theek hai, but khana, basic food hai. Basic food and water.
That I can manage.
During the pandemic, we learned how to mop the floors. We learned how to clean.
All guys know sweeping.
So, did you have work back then?
When
there was strict pandemic strict lockdown.
The problem with me was, so obviously COVID was like unpredictable and everything. So, I planned my collaborations according to the week. So, I had planned for that week. And some of the deliveries came, some did not come. So atak gaya, because of this whole COVID situation, they could not deliver. The brand had sent it, but they could not deliver. There is no guy only to deliver. So I had some with me. And I think during the whole COVID phase only I realized that you can shoot alone. You can make your own content. Everything is possible. If you go and try, especially for beginner bloggers who think that you always need a photographer or you always need a videographer, that is not true. There are a lot of girls and guys who do portrait photography, which means they click their own pictures, they make their own pictures.
Just
everything
the tripod is enough.
Yeah, you can buy. So I'm telling you, simple investment rehta hai. You need to buy one tripod, three good clothes. You get the barter is everywhere. You get it very easily. It's all about pitching yourself and how confident you are. That is the only thing. That is what I want to let out. Do not think about money. I'm sure that much amount of money you spend with your friends when you go out. So it's about priorities. Do you really want to do this?
It's all about priorities. So I was talking about the lockdown phase, I was asking precisely about your work because take myself as an example. Mere ghar pe maids weren't allowed anywhere. I used to wake up at 9, but the work used to get finished at 2 p.m.
Now you realize.
It's
not easy.
वो पूरा Snapchat पे जाता था हर रोज का story.
What leading utensils?
नहीं सुन. 2 बजे तो वो था, फिर थक जाता था. Assignments I taken up a course. उसका assignment था, but वो assignment मैंने 1 महीने तक finish नहीं किया था, just because 2 बजे तक अगर मैं काम कर रहा हूँ, वो जो free time है उसमें मैं सोता था. उसके बाद वापस शाम. हाँ नहीं, but वो इतना काम, वो मैनुअल वर्क इतना है. आई एम गेटिंग टू अ क्वेश्चन हियर. यू हैव सो मच ऑफ मैनुअल वर्क, आफ्टर दैट यू ऑल्सो हैव स्टडीज टू डू. हाउ डू यू मैनेज देन व्हेन यू हैव पूरे दिन में तेरे को बस काम ही काम है घर के लिए, बिकॉज यू कांट लेट योर मॉम वर्क बिकॉज शी इज ओल्ड.
ड्यूरिंग कोविड
ड्यूरिंग कोविड my mom to had vertigo ka issue, so that is why we couldn't let her work. Pura load mom pe aa raha tha, so we children only used to work.
I was cooking in COVID. You didn't see my Instagram or guys go and see. No, I was, so my job at home was to sweep and to cook, like
divided tha.
Yeah, it was all divided. It was all divided because in my family also everybody has their own different.
वो छोटा बच्चा है तो मुझ पे आता था सब कुछ.
नहीं, मेरे घर पे थोड़ा इतना रिस्पेक्ट है. इतना
रिस्पेक्ट मेरे घर पे भी था.
थोड़ा सो दे गिव मी माय स्पेस. दिस इज द मोस्ट.
मुझे स्पेस ही नहीं था, मैं काम करता था. उसका मेरे को इतना ड्रेन होता था कि वो असाइनमेंट पहले तो इतना बड़ा, वो करने का मन ही नहीं.
वन गुड थिंग अबाउट कोविड वाज दैट आई एक्चुअली गॉट टाइम टू स्पेंड विद माय फैमिली, व्हिच जनरली आई यूज्ड टू नॉट डू दैट मच. इट वाज ऑलवेज माय priority earlier was always friends. I mean, obviously in that yeah. teenage phase, or just like my friends and my life and this and that. And then it was switched direct to blogging, and I became serious and everything.
Workaholic.
Yeah. So it was, there was no midway. Ki, you know, I'm with family and like everything. It was direct from worse to good.
COVID mein you get to spend around half a day with your family other than
which
sleeping
time. Which I
felt
good. Like having that one meal and, you know, just talking in general every day. Seeing my mom watching a movie. I used to not get time. I used to just attend college, murmur ke, ghar pe aao, so jao. That used to be the only thing.
Exactly.
Just come home and sleep. Just go home and sleep and eat and sleep. That was my perception of home back then. But COVID, I think, genuinely...
So either you get the best out of it or cry about it.
Yeah.
During COVID.
I was working at home. I was shooting and everything. It was a struggle because I did not know how to fix this tripod. Because I had a guy who used to constantly shoot for me and everything. So it was never a burden to do things on my own. But it was a learning. I learned how to shoot my own video, take my own pictures. What is needed, what is not needed, how you set the camera. These are things you learn. And when you are into even like a simple podcast, you should know where your camera is. These are basic things because you are being seen. So how do you want to be seen is the question. So you can't just depend on somebody. This is what I learned. Kalko, if I come in this situation where I have nobody to help me, I should be capable enough to cook my food and like
this guy
earn a living out of it, or like
this guy does the same thing. Like I ask him ki tu sab, he knows a lot of things, like not everything, okay. a lot of things. And he always tells me ki mujhe aana chahiye, mujhe itna aana chahiye ki kal ko jaake samne wala mujhe chutiya nahi bana sakta.
Haan, exactly, that is my
simple
point.
Thing ki mujhe itna sufficient aana chahiye ki kal ko jaake mujhe koi aur kuch bata nahi sakta galat
cheez.
That much you should know.
That way.
Which is true. It's not only about blogging or something. It's basic thing.
Yeah,
like
everything.
If your button ka kuch nikal gaya, kuch, you should be able to do that much also. That is normal thing, you know.
Why I'm telling you this, there is a logic.
Te paas tie hai. By mistake, tu everyday coat pehen ke ja raha hai office. गलती से एक दिन तेरा टाई ओपन हो गया. देखो टाई करने को नहीं आता.
टाई आता है, उस सोएगा कौन?
सिचुएशन इज गिविंग यू अ सिचुएशन. व्हाट इफ यू डोंट नो हाउ टू टाई?
तो क्या होगा?
वेयर आर यू गोइंग टू रन अराउंड?
इसलिए
मेरा सिचुएशन
द पॉइंट द होल पॉइंट इज दैट the whole point is that you should know basic things to like survive and everything, which also the younger people should know that It's really important. If you are a person who wants to be independent, start now. Like, genuinely start now.
Okay,
there is
so
no jaldi karna hai, late karna hai. There is no this thing. If whichever phase of life you are, wherever you are, whatever your age is, if you start early, great. If you start late also, your time is not...
That is good, actually.
You had shared a post which said Trump started late.
Yeah.
I was so admired by
Obama and Trump and everything.
My friend shared her story with me and wanted to. I shared it with her too. But that is exactly when you shared it, and I was like pretty admired.
Trust the timing of your life. Exactly. See, guys, I'm here.
Okay, so one more thing regarding collaborations. Do some brands pitch you for free collaborations?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Not a barter one, just like free. Kar do hum log ka post share, something like that.
No, so it's either barter or they ask you to sell their product and you get commission based on that.
Yeah, something
so
like...
Suppose if it's this, so the number of bottles you sell,
yeah,
you will get a
on your code, right?
You will get a... Yeah.
Yeah.
Code is not important.
Or a personal
they can track it also.
Yeah.
Who is coming through your... This thing,
yeah.
They can track it and they will give you whatever share you agree on and that.
Okay.
That's on commission basis or it's barter. These are two like free, bolte na, all on
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Like... They will give you the products. Otherwise, I don't think nobody has pitched me for free thing.
Like, not a brand exactly, but someone who is starting up like some pages or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, a lot of people do. No?
Yeah.
A lot of people do. Tomorrow, if I am starting something, I'll expect my friend to help me out.
Not someone who's your friend, but someone who has not known you, but wants to like share their post through you.
They are creepy
that.
Also. Some of them
yeah,
are creepy
exactly.
Also.
They're creepy people. Like, how do you manage?
Thoda post
kar do aisa. How do
you
manage?
But
you
should be smart who you want to respond to. Na? There should be some profit in your
yeah, exactly,
also.
Exactly.
So that is what
so
is
what
the
is
thing.
Your
you
take
be
on,
smart.
What, so, this is like a general question. What is your take on people who ask, can you make a logo for free?
Bye.
When they ask you to ask that to a designer. So,
what,
say ki, so this is the question. This is a general question. People expect free work from designers. What is your take on that? So, like, forget about designers. From you, they expect they ask you to work for them for free. How,
depends
now
where they are, where the brand is. Is it a startup or is it at a good level? If they are at a good level where they can actually pay me, or if their profile is going to be profitable to me tomorrow, if some other brand sees that I have worked with this brand, that could also get me work. So it is not just me and the brand. There are other people also over here who see that, okay, she has worked with this. Maybe I can take her and I can pay her. It's a circle.
Yeah.
It is not just this brand. So barter also, you need to be smart. You are asking me about the free thing. You need to be smart. You can't say yes to everything and anything. You need to see how much time you're giving to that thing. And is it going to give you some benefit? It need not be now, but it can be in the future, right? So, especially like when you're a beginner, barters are very important. Which brand you choose and who you choose to work with, who you resonate with is very important. Later, if you grow big, there are people who can come and ask you, oh, you worked with this one, but you're not doing it right now. You know,
yeah.
You're not doing the same thing right now. If I'm pitching for a toothpaste and tomorrow if I change my toothpaste and I show it in some other video, oh, guys, see my toothpaste, they will question you. They will question you, why did you do that?
Has it happened with you?
No, luckily no, but yeah. So I think that is how it works.
So recently you were tested positive, as far as I know. So what exactly happened at that time?
I was tested positive and I was there for 17 days at my place.
17, right?
Yeah, 17 days. It was a mixed period. I have like good and bad memories both. So initial like 3-4 days were really bad. I was having high fever and I was really, really low. Me and my brother, both of us were tested positive. And my brother was fine. Like, he did not have the symptoms like I had. So I had a lot of fever, a lot of headache. That was the first time I could not take the pressure of my head. Like, I was sitting, but then, just constantly, I could not take the weight of my head. I was just lying. I was so weak. But I think after 3-4 days, I could kind of move around and everything. So when I was the initial days, I was kind of trapped. Because when you are alone in one room, you can just look out at the window. Nothing else. Like, nothing comes to you spontaneously in the initial days.
Mm-hmm.
After a point where when you get used to, the four walls and you on the bed, you start thinking about ki haan ab kya kar sakti hu. When you feel good after 3-4 days, when you constantly eat meds, eat on time. And the worst part was that I did not have my taste buds for like 13-14 days straight, and that is the most disappointing period of my life. Because you can't taste food. I mean, if I could taste food, I would be happy in that. My stomach was happy.
At that time, you were alone?
Yeah, I was alone in the room. So my brother was in a different room. I was in a different room.
Were you having anxiety or some sort
It was
of
not anxiety. I could say that I'm a person who always goes out. I'm an outgoing person. I'm not a person who can sit at home whole day. I like to go out. And now that I'm working and everything, my job was outside only majority of the time. College, this and that. I'm used to like going outside. And then suddenly you take a person like me and put them in one room, in one like space. It's taxing. But I think after 3-4 days, and I had a lot of mood swings. Like genuinely, my friends and everybody, they were like, figure out. Today I'm just happy and tomorrow it like I'm just completely sad. I was like, what is happening? I couldn't figure out for myself. Matlab mujhe samajh mein aa raha tha ki why am I acting up so weird and everything. But after a few days I was reading, studying and working. So it was kind of normal after that. What was the joke? I missed it, guys. I was talking about something.
Okay. We'll discuss about it later.
Yeah.
After the cast.
But even after COVID, you feel very tired. It will take you quite some time to get out of the phase.
Like, post-COVID.
Yeah.
Symptoms, right?
It was awkward for me to go out and talk to people. You know, because when you're in one room for 10 days, ek point ke baad tu khud se baat karna shuru kar dete ho yaar. Matlab you dance and I was still dancing and singing and doing all sorts of random things.
Alone.
Thinking, yeah, because alone, nobody's there to watch me. And I realized what I like to do was because of realize who are when I was alone.
Achha.
If I'm alone in a room, what are the things that will make me happy? Like genuinely happy, whether it is just calling a friend or writing something down. You have no option. You automatically do those things. You think about things and you start doing it.
Okay, so did you discover some new talent which was hidden inside you during that phase? Like
it was not like a talent, but I really suck at singing. But somehow okay. I thought that I was
singing. Sean, you're a little bad.
But somehow I thought I was good. But
you
one
thought
good
you were
thing.
Good or are you good?
No, I'm not. Good.
Okay.
But I thought I was good when I was in COVID because nobody was there to listen to me. I was my own judge. So that kind of worked for me. But apart from that, I spent time reading, which I did not. I couldn't do much because of studies and everything.
So what is the greatest lesson or a biggest lesson which you learned during that period of time when you were with yourself? You
no,
must be thinking about a lot of things.
Yeah, a lot of things. I think until now, my perception of me was what people told me. You know, now if you are my friend and you tell me, Akshita, you come through as a shy person. So I was a really shy person before I started blogging. And that is my nature, like genuinely. Now I have developed that skill of, you know, how you're supposed to talk to a person. Because I have to portray myself that way. I have to portray myself that way. But in COVID, like when I was alone, I realized that I was still like a shy person. But whatever perception people had of me, apart from like my personality and everything, I thought ki main wohi insaan. You know, you listen to 2-3 things and then you consider yourself ki main wohi hu. But
thinking what you heard.
Like my perception of me was that only.
Mm-hmm.
I have anger issue or this or that. Any XYZ thing. But when I was in COVID, some things didn't happen the way I heard them. Like how my reaction would be. My reaction was not that way. I think I was pretty much calmer. I think it's the situation that, you know, blends you and like teaches you who you really are, like when you are alone. That would be my greatest lesson because I think I was very dependent on others and how they analyze or judge me. I could not analyze myself. Tu bolega ki sit here and, you know, tell me who you are as a person. Very difficult for me to analyze, but COVID has kind of made me think through who I am, what I want to do, where I want to go. When you are alone, you will think about these things.
Okay, also, you like get time to think about your future. Like
yeah,
what,
and that
plan
is the most
future.
Important
yeah.
thing because it's peaceful. There is no stress in when you are in COVID. You.
ऐसा मम्मी भी नहीं आएगी पोछा मार पूछने को.
मतलब
तू क्या
बोल रहा है? No stress like पढ़ाई ये वो that is secondary. Your
yeah.
health is first.
Yeah, exactly.
What you think and everything that is the most important thing. And COVID mentally it affects you more than it does physically because it's surviving in one
it
room.
It's all
yeah.
about the mindset.
Yeah.
So if you're gonna be like अभी सब कुछ खत्म होने वाला है. Eventually
but
it
you will,
will
go through that feeling also. You
yeah,
cannot
yeah,
deny the fact
yeah,
that you will be
yeah.
positive. COVID ho gaya hai hai hai. Nobody's going to do that.
Only
you're
that person
like,
individually knows what it is exactly.
If you are, you know you're going through something bad, you're going through a bad thought, make sure that next day you don't think of the same thing. You think of something better. Ek ek step, tum aage lo. You can't, ha. You just can't be, ha, aaj to main positive sochungi, sab achha hi hoga. That is not
the fairy tale. Yeah.
So both sides are there to it. But even after COVID, you feel weak.
You spoke about people, like, you thought about people's perceptions about you. So there's a question which I personally have, like, why do you hang with people who are of different age most of the time?
This is the biggest question of my life.
No, a lot of people actually...
Of my life, I'm telling you now. I used to feel shy because all my... Shy in the fact that since 5th, 6th grade, all my friends are very elder to me. Like, at least they are 2 years elder to me, one year something. I never had friends of my age. I don't know what is the issue with me, but like... My mom used to ask me straight up. My teachers used to ask, why is she hanging around with seniors? Why can't she be with people of her age and everything?
You're happy, na?
Haan, main to bahut, I think,
Samput.
Now if I think about it, like why I have not dated any guy of my age or like why I don't have enough. 95% of my friends are elder. Like,
but
genuinely.
There's a positive side to it.
There is a reason to it. If I think about it now... You know, when you have a conversation with someone who's elder to you, they have different problems.
The
talk is different. They're matured, but they have different life problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If I am 20 and I'm talking to somebody who's 26 and I can relate to what he has, what problems he has at 26 years of age, like that is his age, right? And if I try to inculcate that habit in me when I am 20, so when I'm 26, I don't have to go through the same problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You learn much earlier. And in my life, I have seen... a lot in my childhood. So I'm already like matured that way. I was always a mature baby, but I always had this thing of I'm a learner. Like genuinely, I'm a big time learner, whether it is just a friend or my boyfriend or my parent or anybody, I like to learn. My age is not the fact that only someone who's elder usse seekhna chahiye. People who are younger to you also can be smart.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah,
it's all about the mindset. I have had people who are elder to me who still don't have that much capability or mindset to do something in life.
It is about
how your perception is to that person.
And also, it is much more about curiosity.
Curiosity, yeah. I think I'm very
curious. See, if you...
very
curious. Like, things aren't always right. There's a book, you're learning from a book. That book can be wrong.
Yeah.
Most of the time this happens in a mathematic equation or some. The professor says that this is wrong in a text. The answer is wrong in a textbook. But the answer which you have derived is right.
Yeah.
That is itself proves that sometimes books also can be wrong.
Yeah.
And you just need a basic curiosity to know things. You can learn about spaceships at the age of 10.
Yeah, but it's not... I think learning is not only...
Textbook, there is internet, there are many things.
Person who's very curious to know about personality and you know
about
people like
in general,
if I am stuck with somebody in a situation, I will want to see what that person does more than
how
you know
that what he is doing.
I like, why did he think that way? I'll question myself, especially if they're elder and they're like in doing good in life. I really like to learn. Even if they're not doing good, there are a lot of things that you can learn.
It is about your observation.
Perspective. So I think my curiosity is that.
We are dating questions across people. So how do you deal with rumors about yourself, if you have any, if you have heard about any?
Everybody has rumors. You have rumors, I have rumors. That is why they are rumors. No, but it's upon us whether we're giving that much importance to a rumor. A rumor can be true, it cannot be true. It can be true or false.
Yeah.
So if I hear something...
How does your mind react to a rumor?
So if I hear something, if I listen to a rumor, which is neither true, neither false. Like, I don't know. If I listen to it, I am just like... I'll ask myself first thing. That is it what it
like,
is?
Like,
is it... How is it being portrayed? And I will answer it to myself, dude. I don't need to answer it. Like my audience or something, if it is not related to them, I don't pay that much attention.
Yeah.
I don't have the टाइम ही नहीं होना चाहिए ये सब चीजों के लिए.
एग्जैक्टली, नेगेटिविटी अवे रखना.
जेन्युइनली आई एम टेलिंग यू, वर्क सो हार्ड दैट यू डोंट फाइंड टाइम टू रीड ऑल दीज लाइक रूमर्स एंड कमेंट्स एंड एवरीथिंग. इट विल नॉट बॉदर यू बिकॉज़ यू डोंट हैव द टाइम टू थिंक अबाउट दिस.
ओके, वन मोर थिंग. इंस्टाग्राम है, लाइक यू आर एन इंस्टाग्राम इन्फ्लुएंसर, सो देयर कम्स द हेट. सो हाउ डू यू डील विद दैट?
दिस इज डिसरेस्पेक्टफुल शिट अबाउट योर.
Yeah.
Some, what if somebody comments about your body or your shape or anything of your personal?
I think I've kind of lucked out over there. I've not had like a.
It is what it is.
No, but I have not had like a very like, you know, disrespectful something that would like hit straight to my heart. You know, when you are, every girl who's on Instagram or anything knows it for a fact that they get all these messages. If you are a person who is going to let yourself get affected by that and sit and think, oh, this XYZ person thought of me in this way, you will end up thinking of yourself in that way.
No, but not
you
only
will
girls
think about like, yourself
not
in that
only girls
way.
any influencer, male regardless of his gender, any influencer should know this basic thing that you are going to get judged.
Yeah, you are very
that
much
that is
aware.
Where you start. That
you
is
are putting yourself out
yeah,
there. You
exactly,
are letting
exactly.
people comment on what you do, what you cannot. You are not in a position to say, "Arey, fir kyu kiya?"
Yeah.
First step is you let them do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it should not bother
also,
you. It
yeah,
should not bother you at all. What you hold, what perception you hold of yourself, stick to it. Nothing else will matter. Like, genuinely, it will not matter. I'm a person who can listen to all the hate in the world, but it will not affect me because I believe what I'm doing is right.
That's a strong point of
critical
view.
Comments lena chahiye, but in a good way.
Good way, exactly.
If someone is slamming you for your body and everything, it is your choice, your body. If you want, if I'm like insecure about my body and if someone's commenting about it, I feel bad about it, which means I want that change. But if someone's commenting about my body in a bad sense, I'm happy about my body, it will not affect me. Genuinely.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
be like, yeah, tujhe kya farak
padta hai. You have a choice to ignore.
Yeah,
you
have
a
choice.
You always have a choice to ignore.
Whether you're taking it in a positive
or negative.
I'm not saying that all comments are, you know, you can take it in a positive or negative.
Yeah, exactly.
Some are really disrespectful.
Obviously.
Just ignore. You don't know
See,
that
nobody
person.
Nobody understands this point is that you have a chat box, you have a option to reply.
Block, everything, report.
No, I'm saying you have an option to reply. Everybody sees that only. You don't see an option to ignore.
It is that just person is not important. You don't even know that person. He's
exactly.
an anonymous person. And if you reply to that person, you are giving him that much importance. Ki, matlab, you can come and comment and I will respond to you. You see how it goes. How many days can a person send you messages? After a point, they're tired.
Yeah, exactly.
After a point, they're
and
tired.
These,
they'll go away
also,
to some other profile.
Also, all these people who really comment and send you threats,
they don't have anything to do.
They don't have anything to do. Also, they can't do
anything
because
yeah.
they are
How
already
are they
losers in
anything?
Life who are trying
they
to.
They took out their most precious time out of their life to
comment
something bad about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Shows their character in general as an individual.
Exactly. If I don't like some content or I don't like something, I just ignore. Why waste karne hai uspe time? It is
and
as simple as that. I'll just
I remember one funny incident.
Mere sir?
No. there was this guy who used to message me since I think 5 years now.
You were famous since that time?
No. Nobody knew me back then.
I knew.
I mean, I was not in like Instagram and everything, but like, no, I was a normal person tabhi back then. And he saw me somewhere, I don't know where he saw me, somewhere in Thane. Since then, till date, he keeps on messaging me. He lives in an imagination world where he will message me, "I am coming to your gate and we are going to meet and I am the prince and you are the princess." and everything. I just laugh about it.
Romeo, Juliet,
I just laugh about it. If you know, I would have taken it in an offensive way.
Yeah,
I could obviously. Like... meet him and you know he has sent his address also. This is my house, you can come and everything.
Yes. Go report it to the police.
I don't care. Why should I give importance to such a person?
Yes.
How is he affecting my life? In fact, if I look at those messages, I laugh one night, I will laugh and go to sleep. I don't read it every day though.
Yeah.
Like whenever he sends and I find time or something, I will sit and read and laugh about it. He's a joker in my life.
So if someone else has a commodity which you have always wanted, do you judge that person or be grateful for the things you own by yourself, regardless of what other people must be owning?
I think if I was the person that I was 3 years back, I would have judged.
Time changes, like.
Yeah, I would have judged the person who has something which I really want. And I would go home and crib that I want this. Buy me this shit or something. But, you know, they say now, when you earn money, when you actually go out and earn money, you will value money. Because you will understand how much you have to go and do. No parent is going to come and help you out there. You go and work for strangers who will not give a damn where you come from, what you do. You are just supposed to go and do your job. And initially, nobody is willing to pay you so much, like a good amount of money. You do it for, you do like small amount of jobs and you put in a lot of hard work because for you, it is new. And then you realize, ki, now if I look back and I say that, okay, maine ye, for 500,000 rupees, I have worked so much. Now I will realize. But back then, it was a great feeling.
Yeah,
because at least on the weekend, I could go and like eat in a cafe or something. That was satisfaction to me. I started blogging because I have a single parent. And, you know, after a point, I was really shameful that every weekend I have to go and ask my mom, please give me cash to, you know, go and party and this. It's shame. At least for me, it was very shameful after a point because I was 18 and I could go out and work and everything. That is why I started mainly to take care of my entertainment.
Just like
at least if it's just like going to a cafe or you know chilling with my friends, that is at least that I can take that much on me and like cut that expense off it, because in a month you tend to spend a lot if you like calculate that way, the amount of time you go and meet your friends or you just buy clothes and everything, you spend a lot, and I just wanted to cut off that expense. So you earn money, you realize a lot of things. But now I would be grateful, I think. I would be grateful for what I have because I have kind of worked hard and earned it after a point. You will, like, I am now grateful. If you have something which is really great, I will appreciate it. And now I will take it in a way that, what can I do to get this? You know, it will not be like I call my mom and be like, listen, I want this. That phase is over. That is gone. Now is the new phase.
So with everything that you told us till now, like, do you really need family to support you in everything you've been doing till now?
Obviously, yeah. I think family knows you the best. They've seen you grow. They've seen you through all your phases. So they kind of know where you lag and your good qualities and your bad qualities. So I think they are the biggest, like, how do you say it? They can review your work in a very good way. They can make a good judgment.
But did they support you?
Yeah. For me, see, I'll tell you a thing about Indian parents. If you get money,
they will support you.
They will support you. Everything. And it takes time to build that trust. So I think our parents. That generation has no idea about digital content creation, digital marketing. So for them, it is like.
But what if
how are you doing something else apart from studies, like the mainstream thing?
Yeah.
And every time, like, I used to get the collaboration boxes, my mom was just like, one day she's just like, who is this guy sending you so many gifts and everything? Who is this guy? I'm like, there is no guy, I'm working. And then so slowly she got used to the fact that, you know, all these couriers come and then you work for these things. So now she's also curious. So you need to explain them in a very good way so that they can understand it. If you're just like, huh, I want to do it and I'm going to do it any which ways, if you have that attitude, which most people of our age have, like us who are like 20 and below and like even 22, 23, we have that attitude ki now we are grown up and we know everything. So I don't need your support and stuff
what
like that.
What if your parents were toxic? Would you still be doing this?
No. I don't think. I think for me, my family is very important. It depends on, it's your priority as well. If I will try my best to explain it to them that this is nothing wrong, I'm doing the best I can in this thing. And I think parents are supportive when they see you working hard.
But in the initial stage,
there was nothing, like no support for me. They are supportive in everything and anything. Like they are happy whatever I do. If I choose not to pursue my studies, they will still be happy. There is no restriction for me. I'm telling, if there is a person like me who has no family support but still wants to do this, it is their priority. I'm not saying you have to choose family. If I am hungry behind my dreams, maybe today I have started off and it has been easy with my family. I have not faced that situation where somebody has stopped me. Today I'm telling you that maybe I will choose my family, but you never know how badly you want something. So if you have that hunger for your dream, you will go, irrespective of who is supporting you, who is not supporting you. But always think that if your family is supporting you, it's a plus point. It's always an addition. So try to get that plus and like minus the negative. So in my case, they were really happy. And now to money's coming. So all is good in the hood.
So if you compare your personal skills to your degree, what has taught you more in life as an entirety?
Personal skills. Always. I can write it on a piece of paper because I've got work because of personal skills. Like before blogging and everything, this is the Indian thing, right? They tell you only if you study, you get good grades, you will be known and like you will be respected and everything. That was the case with me also. I was a person who was good, like average and everything, good marks, and like I was never like dumbo person or something. I was good with studies also, not like bad or something, but I used to always think ki bhai padhai kiya to sab kuch hai, otherwise nothing.
I used to fail in every exam.
I also used to fail,
but we are
like,
all sitting in
the
same
room.
It's not like I was always scoring. I used to also fail, but I think after like 9th or something, when you were close to like giving boards, like 9th grade and everything, I pushed myself. Ki yaar,
so you were serious with studies.
Haan, from 8th, 9th, I was serious.
Ladki dumb hai, it was just like study.
I was mad in love before that. I was behind, like, that is a different story. But I didn't pay attention to studies and everything back then. I was very kiddish, dude. I used to think ki chal jayega. But 8th, 9th, I started studying. Then I realized ki, okay, I have the capability to study this much. Before that, I used to think that I'm very dumb. I can't solve math or something. But then I took the initiative. When I started blogging, I realized that it's not only studies.
It's not only studies.
When I started this thing, the most important thing is how you portray yourself. Today, if I come through as a person who is not confident, nobody would want to give me work. Nobody will call me for a podcast or for anything. You know, if they know that you are a shy person, nobody would call me on a podcast. Would you call me? No. You know, I could. Yeah. You are taking my plus point. Na, ki people know her and she can talk. That is how you add on to the list. I'm just saying as a third person perspective. And I have got a lot of work because I have been good, like in good relation with the brand. How I portray it. It is not just the collaboration.
Networking helps a lot.
You need to understand what is the brand's motive, what is their emotion behind, you know, giving you that product. There are a lot of emotions that go around with a brand also, even when they are trying to launch a product. What kind of feeling they want you to go through when you have that product, when you try that product on. We say na, soft and healthy glowing skin. You feel that way, so that you need to understand those words and play around with it. You need to channelize everything that way and then portray yourself. So how you come through and how you try to like understand people, personalities, and how you can play around with all of those things is also skill set. That is being street smart, basically.
Things that school or college can't teach you.
Those things have taken me too far, but like, you know, that the school didn't give me. In my case, though, I was in Singhania. Like, it's a school in Thane. It's called Singhania. So I was there till 12th. Okay. So from childhood till 12th, I was there only. And then suddenly I went to Bombay to this college. And it was like a whole transition for me. Yeah. I never left out of...
You got exposed to the world.
And suddenly it was just like, oh, I can bunk college and I can do this. That was not an option in Singhania. Yeah. You have to attend every... It's like 5 minutes away from my house. And here I had to travel 1.5 hours just to go to that college, like the one that I'm in now. So that was also a journey. You meet so many people in the train also. It is not just brands and collabs and normal people. It is just open your eyes, be curious, and you will learn a lot. And that is the thing I have in me.
To conclude this, basically, yeah. You need empathy.
Yeah. And empathy, be grateful. You earn little amount of money, don't run behind money. Like, be happy whatever you've got, but also know your worth. After a point, you need to know your worth. You cannot always stoop low. You have to set a standard for yourself. And this is the thing that most people get confused in Instagram blogging and everything. They think that initially I'm just getting free stuff, free barter, this and that. They stop believing that they will get paid.
Yeah.
And that phase comes. When you start pitching yourself, that phase automatically comes. In my case, I had a person who thought that I would never get paid collaborations. And he used to work with me. Like, genuinely, he thought that this is not the right time for me to get paid stuff. But I pitched myself and I got it. Because I knew for a fact that I'm putting that much time and effort into these things and I deserve some amount of money. And when that started with me, it just started. Automatically, I started getting work without even having to pitch for myself. So all I want to say, all those people who have just started blogging, believe that you will get money. And work like you are getting paid. You will automatically get paid. I mean, I'm not making this up, but it takes time. It takes a good 1 year.
Oh, it must be on your profile too, right?
Yeah. I have done endless barters. I'm not shy about
you
it.
You did that with Alkaline too.
Yeah. See? That was just like... I have done a lot of barters. I have done a lot of favors. And it's not something that I'm ashamed of or something. These people, there is a thing called as word of mouth.
Yeah.
So if you're a smart player, you will know that you're not doing something for free. This, if I did for you, you will go. And now you told on the podcast. There's so many people listening to it. That's called word of mouth. So that is the thing that it's not always a loss. If you look at the situation in a very... Like, if you look at it, no. just be clear with whatever you want to do, basically. Yeah.
Okay, that is it. So, how did you feel? How was it?
I actually spoke so much after like a really long time. And this was a new experience for me also. So, I am really satisfied.
What do you, as a guest, as a first guest, as a guest, originally, what do you think of this platform? Like, you got a platform to talk about yourself. What do you think about it?
You kind of let go a lot of things while having this whole podcast and this conversation. For me, it took me back to my starting days and how I used to travel in the train, and it's all these things they will stick to me forever, because I think I'm still in that struggling phase. Like, I'm not past it. I would always want to be in, that hustle mode. And like, everything. Mode, yeah. Now also I feel like it's been 1.5 years and I've got some things which have like eased for me. I don't have to like take that much load like I did in the initial days. And some days you're just like, oh, itna mehnat nahi kar raha. Like, it is being done so easily. You feel that difference also.
You
want
the process, but you feel like you're much farther than what you were.
Yeah,
a year
and
ago.
That is your growth.
But you have not reached your destination. That's
and I don't think I will ever reach that destination. It's always a race. You're just running all the time. If I put a point as to like, this is what I wanted. 1 year back, I wanted this. I am here. I can't put a stop.
You wanted this, really?
Yeah, I wanted to be at a platform where I get paid. I was desperate. And
no, like
I'm,
this, I'm talking about.
No, not podcast. Podcast was not on my list ever. But
were you forced to come here? I'm just curious.
No, I was excited. I'm telling you, before this, like, to be very honest, before this, I had got an offer to be on a podcast, and she was a makeup artist. So she used to give makeup tutorials through the podcast. And I had got that opportunity, but I was just like, I don't know much about makeup. I'm not into makeup thing. And then randomly, after like 2-3 months, you came and told me that, I'm coming up with this thing. And I was like, I wanted to try it out, but not with that XYZ person. Exactly, but still somehow it came to me. And I was like, yeah, I should
give it a shot. That is exactly how I'm targeting. So basically, I just want to connect with people who I really fuck with. Like, you connect with me like from very long time. We listen to the same kind of music. We go to
Sidhu Moosa.
So, like, all the future guests, like, also, if you have a story or you think you can influence people who are belonging to the Generation Z, I think this will be a better platform for you, and you can actually DM us on Control Z, like on the Instagram.
On Instagram.
And I'll be sharing the Gmail link with you guys. So also there'll be a special Q&A which is available exclusively on all audio platforms with Akshita Shetty. Yeah, that is
brilliant. And you guys, please come through. Like, don't be fearful of what you will say. Just come up straight. If you have a story, you need to be vocal about it, because there are a lot of people
should
who
be. You should be from our generation. Like, that is how I want it to be, because Generation Z is the real shit, which I really think like that.
Yeah.
Because we are the ones who are gonna be leading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leading ahead the future.
So and your is story,
it is
my
almost
story.
40% of the population of the world.
This guy actually knows a lot about, because he researched. Like,
I researched a lot on Gen Z.
Oh, you did?
That has been it. This
podcast has been an experience that I will always remember. This is the first.
You
and
are the first?
First are really
guest.
Special,
first
guys.
Exactly.
The first one.
No, because I'll be always remembering you, because there are going to be a lot of episodes. And first one is always the most
the first
important
guest,
because
always
I have learned a lot from her. She might have learned a lot from me. And there are a lot of technical issues which we have been learning. And yeah, that has been it. So
nothing's perfect. All of this is really raw, and that is
nothing is scripted.
That,
nothing is scripted.
It's just raw and natural. That's how we are, and that is how he imagined. Like, that is the vision for this whole podcast: to be raw, to know the process. And I think it came through really well. And it is my first as well. So it will also be memorable for me. This is my first podcast. Yeah, I've not done it before.
It is our first time too. So
first
that
time
is how,
too, yeah.
First and first.
That is how we
first
so, okay, that has been Akshita Shetty with us. I hope you keep coming like on the next
only
season.
If you call me, yes. Siddhant.
With your new experiences if you have to share. Sure. And yeah, that has been it. Peace out, boys.
Okay, bye-bye. So welcome back to the special Q&A session which we had on Akshita Shetty's Instagram.
Yes.
Okay, so here are some questions to you which we got from your followers. Okay, the first question is, were you bullied as a kid in school?
I wasn't bullied like that way, not like the typical bullied thing. Okay. But I was, huh? No, but I was a really... bad child. Like, I was that bad child that no parent wants.
Oh, you
to
are the
be.
One who used to bully others.
I used to not bully. I used to not bully anybody, but bolte na ki there's some person in your group who starts early with a lot of things, and I was that person. I was a lot of into like,
you were the initiator.
Yeah, in. Lot of bad stuff that I shouldn't have done back then. But that is how people used to look at me. And, you know, they used to say, oh, she's this girl who, you know, did that. So I was not bullied, but looked upon through that eye. That,
Isko bully karna
a bad
hai.
Influence.
Yeah. And people who knew me in school knew that I was not that person. So others had this perception about me that, okay, she does this, she's arrogant and X and Y. But people who really knew me, who were like, I think 5 or 10 of them, they knew that I was complete opposite. So how I was being portrayed was very different than who I actually was. That was like a big, you know, confusion or a big battle or a conflict in my school days. You know, just being clear about my personality. And nobody kind of understood, and all those people who used to, you know, point fingers are now doing the same thing that I used to do back then. So it's just kind of funny, but yeah.
Okay, so this brings me to the second question, which is related to the first one. What kind of a student were you in school?
I was very shy, first of all, and I was not a first bencher. I was always the back bencher. But I used to score good marks. Like, I used to do everything, but I used to score average, decent marks. But I was to always, like, sit on the back, sleep and chill and everything. But
like, how decent? A plus?
No. I was a B plus. So I was also like that only. I was like a B plus person. I was not good, very good, or a scholar or something. I was average.
Okay, so the next question is, who is your celebrity crush?
I don't really have the time to think about this, but like, if there is somebody who I like, who I love, or like I like what they say and all of that,
basically they influence you.
Yeah, I think Will Smith, maybe.
Will Smith, okay.
Like, it's not like I love him, but yeah, like, I think he makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Or like, I really love what is what Rihanna has been through and like where she is in life right now. So, like, a celebrity crush would be her, for sure. I really like, since childhood, I really like her and her whole story and the way she is and how open.
You listen to her songs?
Yeah. Okay. I love Rihanna, but like, she's also not like a crush, but like, you know, just someone who you look up to and everything. So,
okay.
I think these should be the two people.
Okay. The other question is, in future, if there'll be some person you'll collaborate with, what a person or a brand, who would that be? Your dream collaboration, basically.
My dream would be making myself a brand. Not working for
that is a good thing.
Yeah. Obviously, I want to see myself at that level. I'm working for it now. Okay. How many brands? It'll be endless. At one point, I know I'm going to come... At least this is what I've thought in my head, that at one point I want to come and make my own brand or something that resonates with me, or if my speech is that powerful, I want to make my speech a brand. Anything. It could be anything of that sort. But I just don't want to work for somebody. I want to work for myself and create a community.
Okay. The other question is, if you would not be a blogger right now, what would you be?
What else would you
do? So I am studying, I'm pursuing economics. So I'm going to do my master's after I'm done with my graduation. So I would definitely be a financial banker or like an investor or something in economics, an economist.
That is what you're studying about?
Yeah. So that would be my second option for sure. And that is, I really like that subject. So it's not like I'm forcing myself to study or anything of that sort. I love blogging. I love reading about economics as much as I love blogging. So either career is good for me. I'm not going to get disappointed. From my side, I will definitely try to balance both and, you know, handle both on my end. But you have to come to a decision point in life. And I hope that I take the right decision.
Okay, so as we had plenty of time in this previous 8 months, so what would you like to do in your spare time? That is a question.
I didn't have enough spare time apart from the time that I was in COVID. I think I constantly have something to do. Like, I don't keep myself free. I'm very hyper. I'm a hyper kid, I think. If I'm home, I'm very like, kya karna chahiye, kya karna chahiye, this or that, this or either I'll just keep on sleeping. So it's either ways. I'll drain myself so much that I just sleep all day. Or I do something or the other. So it's not just like Instagram blogging. It could be anything. Like, I could write something for myself, or I could study, or I could read. I could just spend time with my mother. That is spare time, okay, right? Yeah. You can do whatever you want. But I'll not be there sitting in my room thinking, ki ab kya karu? You know, I don't get bored. I will do constantly, I'll do something or the other, whether it's the kitchen or house, anything.
And the last question is, what is your most useless talent?
Useless talent? No, I'm kind of like stalker. Like, I really like talent. But like, I go to people's pages and then I make up stories in my mind that
which are eventually true.
Yeah, then I get to figure out that, ooh, what I thought was true. like I see a picture. I see a picture and I get like this I've done to my boyfriend a lot, to be very honest. I go to his Instagram and I'm always like, not just him, anybody. Like, I go to their page and I have this bad habit of going right down, like from where they started, what they have been, their whole life history. It's not like a talent, but it's something that you put time into, and I want to like get rid of this. But okay, other useless talent would be I can talk endlessly.
Okay.
So we need to get rid of this podcast for me to stop.
Okay, so that has been Akshara Shetty with us. This special Q&A will be only available on exclusively on audio platforms. And all the videos will be posted on social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. That has been it. We'll see you in the next episode. Peace out.